It's all about policy on Capitol Hill. As the markets sort of digest the bank plan announced by Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, members of Congress are deep into the weeds on the budget. Here's Senator Kent Conrad, Democrat from North Dakota.
I think people understand and appreciate that when you lose $2.3 trillion on a revenue forecast, you got to change the budget. And we have changed the budget.
Fear of deficits has changed the tone of members of Congress in thinking about the policy initiatives that Barack Obama proposed in his budget so recently. The deficits are all center stage. Here's Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky.
This is extremely irresponsible, this recommendation. And I think that's why the president and vice president are having to come up here this week to try to settle down and to reassure Democratic senators who are privately looking at this exactly the way Senator Gregg and I are.
Joining us now is Todd Zwillick of Capital News Connection, our eyes and ears on Capitol Hill. This really looks like a serious policy pushback, Todd Zwillick, from both Democrats and Republicans, fear of deficits. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, John. Good morning. And there is pushback, and you're going to see evidence of it today. You heard from Kent Conrad. He's chairman of the Budget Committee. And today in the Democratic caucus, they have lunch every Tuesday. And today at lunch, he is set to unveil his budget resolution. Now, this is the Senate version. The White House sent up its budget, a couple of weeks ago, and we talked plenty about that. That was just their suggestion, their sort of push on Congress. Here's what the White House wants for its policy. Well, this is the actual congressional budget. And it's going to be pretty different in a lot of ways from what the president wants. You just talked about deficits. And the biggest difference in terms of deficit, the White House budget had deficits out to 5 years, around $750 billion a year. That's about 4.3% of the economy. Conrad told us last evening that his budget resolution is going to be closer to $600 billion in year five. That's under 3% of the economy. So he is cutting. To do that, he needs to cut spending in the budget across the board from what Obama wanted. We'll see some more details on how he gets there today. But that's the big number, under 3% deficit, under 3% of GDP by the fifth year. That's a lot lower than the White House wanted.
Now, the policy implications of this seem a little bit confusing to me. It appears as though Democrats even have tabled much of what Barack Obama was talking about in his environmental policy, the elaborate cap and trade program that was unveiled with the budget message. And I'm wondering also about health care, which was a center stage policy implication in Barack Obama's budget.
Well, Conrad has said that the main White House priorities, health care, global warming, cap and trade, educational improvements and deficit reduction. Those are the four marquee parts of Obama's budget. He says those priorities are protected. Now, you can say that. We haven't seen the numbers yet. He says those priorities are protected. The thing called discretionary spending. This is the spending that Congress has control of year to year. Things that don't have to be spent,
right,
like Medicare, Social Security. That number has to go out the door according to formula. But other spending, discretionary spending, that's probably going to be cut in the budget across the board. There'll be savings there. How much they set aside for health care, how much they set aside for cap and trade and for education is one of the questions. Hopefully that will be answered by the end of the day today. Those policies we expect to still be in there, but there's lots of different ways to do cap and trade to set up that market that determines how much federal resources have to be put into it. And let me also point out real quickly, don't forget, this budget sets aside money for the committees to work with when they make the policy later in the year for a big healthcare overhaul or a big environmental overhaul. It's not the policy itself. So even if they get this budget passed, that doesn't mean we have a cap and trade system. It doesn't mean we have a healthcare overhaul. It just means they have the running room to make the policy.
It's the authorization versus the actual appropriation. Well, Barack Obama has a news conference tonight and is apparently going to go up to Capitol Hill and try to sell this tomorrow. Is there any leverage that the White House has, or is the Congress running the show at this point?
Well, the White House always has leverage. Now, the White House doesn't have a ton of leverage on the actual budget resolution, and it's for that exact reason. It's a resolution. The president doesn't get to sign it or veto it. This is all about Congress setting up its budget outlines and its budget parameters for the rest of the year for the appropriations process. But the president always has the bully pulpit. The president always has the most command of public opinion. He's out this week doing sort of healthcare kind of regional town meetings on healthcare overhaul. There's a reason reason they're doing it this week. It's because the White House wants $35 billion over 10 years for healthcare overhaul. They're out this week. That's a huge number. The country has sticker shock over the budget, over bailouts. And the president is out, will be making the point on Wednesday on the Hill, is making the point tonight on Positive, and making the point around the country. Yes, it's a big number, but we need to do big things because we have big problems. There's a reason why it's so big. It's not frivolous. This is why I want to do this. He has the command of that message. So, yes, he has leverage, sure.
And at the very least, we're off the AIG bonus story. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Capital News Connection, our eyes and ears on Capitol Hill.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.